Visit Lake County. We do have a guest in. John McGuire.
123 XLC West and Leah.
Yes. Welcome back, John.
Hey.
This has been like a couple months in a row of no treats, though. So is getting really uncomfortable.
Stop being a beggar.
We've got a full fall and winter coming up.
So okay.
We'll keep you warm.
Okay. All right. As long as you're going to do that. But you mentioned fall and winter. There are still weeks left in our summer. I know kids are going back to school and everyone's like, that's the unofficial end of summer. No, we still got time to get things done. What's going on around here,
that's
man?
For sure. We're really pushing it. The big news-making thing right now is the Chicago Bears training camp's going on right here in Lake County and over at Tallahassee and Lake Forest. So tickets are really limited. You can get on our website and go to the Bears sign up page. They are releasing some tickets as available, so it's free. You just have to have the ticket in advance to go and park at Hawthorne Mall and take a shuttle over there.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's a really cool setup, and if you can get over there or make plans for next year, we'll be doing it again and hosting for a long time here. And the excitement's really big this year because they got, you know, some decent new players.
And I'm just going to let you speak. I can't speak anything to this because, well, you know where my fandom lies.
And it's kind of quiet on the other side of the table. But we'll be partying this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully. Monthly, though, the Waukegan Art Walk, which happens to go on this weekend.
It's this weekend. You can walk from one end of Genesee Street to the other, and all kinds of galleries and music and food and people watching is great over there.
Mm-hmm.
But a little something special this weekend. It's Ray Bradbury's 101st anniversary, or birthday anniversary. They were supposed to do his 100th last year.
Okay, postponed.
So this year, the big Bradbury Experience Museum is doing a celebration. Yes, so that's rescheduled this weekend. And then,
do they need anybody to jump out of a cake?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's my special it for 100 year old birthday parties because they can't see her well.
He'll write something about that. And then over at Nightshade and Darks Brewery and Opadin Spirits outside, they're doing a home brew festival. They're inviting home brewers from around Lake County, and Perfect Brewing Supply out of Libertyville is sponsoring it. And they're going to have about 30 home brewers showing off their stuff. I think there's a $15 ticket.
And you can
sample everybody and just more excitement out of the
week. Sample
everybody's
beer.
Oh, yeah. Sample everybody's beer.
Okay.
Like you in high school, Leah.
I'll take him.
Thanks for the reminder.
That's really cool. That's real cool.
Yep. And then Grays Lake, same thing. Last year, Grays Lake was supposed to celebrate their 125th anniversary. Big whoop-de-doop, and then it got canceled. So this year, they're celebrating 125 plus one with Grays Lake Summer Days. They've got concerts all weekend long. Their one town, they do a nighttime parade on Saturday night.
Cool.
Is their downtown parade down Main Street. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And then Modern Day Romeos are the headliner, but they've got a whole
ton
of bands.
You know how I feel about Modern Day Romeos.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Poor Jim. Poor man.
That's a good thing.
He's a tall glass of water.
She is a predator.
I'm not a predator.
We'll give him the heads up.
He already knows. he'll be out there.
And then the following week, Grays Lake's also doing their Color Aloft Balloon Festival.
Okay.
That's the real hot air balloons. You can go out to Central Park and see them up close and play with them. And then they
let them go.
They let them go. Okay. And then they come back and then they do a balloon glow after dark. It's a picnic and just a family kind of thing.
So Summer Days this weekend. The next weekend is the Balloon Festival.
Exactly.
Cool.
So, and then over in Vernon Hills, they're doing their Little Bear Rib Fest.
Had bear ribs.
They're good. There you go. Get over there and try it.
All right.
It's an actual bear?
It's at Little Bear Lake.
Oh.
So you could find it easily. But it's blues, brews, and barbecue. So they've got blues and Zydeco music and they didn't have their Summer Days Festival this year in Vernon Hills. That got canceled. So they're putting all their efforts into this. So it's going to be a big blowout.
Nice.
Lots of music. So that's a good one. And then we're just talking about Blarney Island all summer long. But this weekend they have their Fantasy Fest.
I think it's worth mentioning that I'll be there.
It's
Fantasy
somewhere
Fest.
You can go see your fantasy, Leah.
You want to check that one off your bucket list? I'll be there Friday
Jump
night.
Jump out of cakes
there
again.
I'll be there, though, from 7 to 8, but Fantasy Fest, it's going on all weekend long at Blarney Island.
Kind of adults only weekend.
Yeah, just a smidge adults only, but there's some more coming up. And we have those Temple Lipizzan tickets, 4 tickets for you. We'll be giving those away coming up next as Visit Lake County continues on XLC. Before we get to these Temple Lipizzan tickets, we have more to talk about with Visit Lake County.
102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah.
John McGuire in studio with us, continuing to talk about everything that's going on before summer. Summer comes to a close. We're winding down. I know. But here's the good thing. Everyone wants to say summer's over. Kids are back in school. It's not over. We still got things to do.
And I do have, I have a list of 10 things here. I could have a list of 50 because right. There's so much going on.
And
go
I'm
to
glad,
our website and
yes.
keep up with it all.
Yes, definitely, which is visitlakecounty.org. But just giving a highlight to a few of the things.
Mm-hmm. Right up on Antioch, people don't even know about this. There's a working winery. Vigneto del Bino. You pull in and you can see the vineyards. It's really cool. And they make their own wine there. And they do these occasional wine dinners where they're doing a wine pairing. This one's a picnic theme, so you're going to get 4 courses and sit out by the vineyards and get a tour. And they have little entertainment behind your music or behind your meal. And
that's going on tomorrow night?
The 20th.
Yes, okay, so our tickets? Yes.
Tickets, I believe, are still available.
Okay.
We looked a couple days ago, and they were still available.
All right, cool.
And they do these regularly. So
I love that.
So find them. It's just a real neat setting.
Yeah.
You don't expect to see that in Lake County. So try that. And then Richardson's World Largest Corn Maze has been a huge attraction for years and years. This spring, they did the Tulip Festival on the same property, which was a great success. I mean, thousands of people went out there, and now they're doing a sunflower festival with sunflower maize as well.
Which I have so much appreciation for the sunflower now, because Cooper, my middle child, came home from school probably back in April with a sunflower to plant in our yard, and it just opened. And this one sunflower, it's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, so they get like
and it
huge.
Took forever, though. It just finally opened, and I'm like, dang, you see these fields of sunflowers. It takes a lot.
It is.
Ever see how many seeds they spit out, though?
No.
Well, look at a bag of sunflower seeds there. I mean, they drop a lot of seeds.
That doesn't actually come from a sunflower, does it? So if I planted my barbecue sunflower seeds...
They don't come out flavored barbecue.
Okay.
I know they don't come out flavored, but can I plant one of those seeds?
I don't know how those have been processed.
Or is it ruined after the processing?
I assume.
And does one sunflower...
We're going to have to Google this.
Does one sunflower fill a bag of sunflower seeds? I got so many questions.
And did it come out ranch, via barbecue, black pepper, pickle,
Oh, man, I'm sorry, John. Continue.
That's okay. We can learn as we go here. It's a few weeks away, but Downtown Lake Zurich does their Rock the Block. That's their biggest festival of the year. We try to steer people over there because Lake Zurich's a great community partner, and they got cool beaches, Sunset Beach and Paulus Park, and then Rock the Block is their one big party of the year, and they've got Bella Kane headlining this year, so
that's coming
really
up September 11th.
That's September 11th, but we wanted people to get in line for that. And then, obviously, Ravinia Festival is back, and now some of the bigger names are starting to get back here. For most of the summer, it was just local acts. Now they're starting to get some of the bigger names that you recognize: Train, Marie Osmond, John Hyatt, Beach Boys, Gladys Knight. They're coming in the next month or two, so.
Cool.
Steer people over there as well.
And
the Genesee Theater is up and running as well. So we've got more acts coming.
And we also have your tickets to win to Train this month if you want to go to Ravinia 1023xlc.com. But right now, Temple Lipizzan tickets, John was so kind to bring in because the Dancing Horses are performing through September 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have time to get out there. Temple Lipizzan's in Wadsworth. those shows going on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. John, before I give these away, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know everything going on in Lake County.
You're welcome.
You could get it all, not just the 10 things we talked about. Visit lakecounty.org. But right now, 847-336-1023. You want to go see those dancing horses? 4 tickets for you. Let's go with caller number 4.
Good luck.
Marge. Congratulations. You're caller number 4.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Have you ever seen the dancing horses perform in Wattsburg?
No, I haven't.
Well, Temple Lipizzans is a must this summer. Those dancing horses performing through September 5th, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those performances take place. And you have won a 4-pack courtesy of Visit Lake County.
Thank you.